They say that the only way to accurately predict the future is to design it yourself. If this should be the case, then my next guest is well on her way to building an amazing future. Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of the Game Changers podcast. My name is Quintus, and it's a pleasure to be here with you, as always. My next guest is a young lady who has a passion for design. She's a fashion entrepreneur, and her name is Jamila Isidore. My pleasure is, as always, to introduce her to you. Hello, Jamila. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing amazing.
It's always a pleasure to have creative people just like myself on this show. Yes, so it's going to be a good conversation. Now, I know you personally, but my viewers might not know you personally. So tell people a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Jimela Isidore. Born and raised in Saint Lucia. I'm in the beautiful community of the Esikwe. I'm known for fashion. Like, those who know me for fashion. Because I always say fashion is my passion, fashion is my life. But they know me mainly for designing and creating garments. So, like, they would call me Miss Fashion Designer or, but I want to, like, present myself as a fashion entrepreneur because I know business. I studied business. I studied in Zafa, didn't end up finishing, long story. But then I traveled to Canada and I did fashion and business. Basically, business, most majority of the courses were business. But yeah, I graduated from there and then come out. But I'm also, as what I do, I'm a fashion designer. I do hair part-time freelance. I do hair. I'm a qualified visual merchandiser. That's what I studied at school. Just a broad spectrum. And yeah, I have my YouTube channel. It haven't been up for a few years because I'm dealing with some stuff. But yeah, I have a thrift store, online thrift shop on Instagram. Like I say, I do hair, I style, I'm a fashion entrepreneur. So yes,
Love that.
that's me, Jamila.
I love that. So I'm seeing that you're just a creative person in general.
Yeah, basically.
Love that. So okay, so you said that most people know you for fashion. How do you get interested in fashion?
I would say it started when I was like 9 years and I was watching a show called Bratz. And
Okay.
the black girl, well, they had a black girl, a Chinese girl, and two white-ish girls. But the
Right.
one that stood out to me was Jade. Jade, like the Chinese Asian kind of girl. She always into fashion and she would make her own clothes and she would just be the one with the like the most outstanding outfit. And I'm like, wait, I want to be that girl. So then I got into like just making doll clothes in my hand, sewing it. And then my grandmother is a like she was a seamstress in her day. And my grandfather
Okay.
was a tailor in his day. So it
Wow.
came to me naturally. Yeah, so I would go by my grandfather, collect some pieces of cloth. He always have piece of cloth here and there. Go by my grandmother, the same thing. Now, mind you, that's on different sizes. So my father's father was the tailor, and then my mother's mother was the seamstress. So
Wow, so you have
yeah,
it on
on
both
two
sides.
sides. Yeah. And then so my grandmother taught me how to cut and how to like sew and do different hems. My grandfather, he gave me my first sewing machine when I was like 13, I believe. And then I just started like making my clothes. And yeah.
Beautiful. So I'm hearing that you are inspired by your childhood imagination as well as being inspired by the people around you.
Yes, 100%. My
That's
family has been
beautiful.
very supportive.
Yeah, and we need important, we need people like that.
Yeah.
You know, around us. I mean, they help us reach for our goals.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you kind of mentioned earlier that you have a thrift shop.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, so thrifting is like buying secondhand clothing, mainly. But mine is for fashion accessories. So you have bags, purses, sunglasses, shoes. So I collect from people stuff that they no longer, like fashion accessories that they no longer use, because you know about fashion and 1 minute something is in, the next minute it's not. But
right,
if you don't like something, somebody else will like it. So it's like, mm-hmm. you bring the stuff to me, I market it for you, I put it on the page, I market it. You get a percentage of the sales, I get a percentage of the sales, and yeah, and then we keep it going like that.
So how did you get into this space though? How did you get into thrifting in particular?
Okay, so my first time experiencing thrifting was when I was in Canada, and I heard mm-hmm. like one of, because I did a fashion program. So
okay.
a lot of people were speaking about thrifting and stuff. And then when I did a course called Ethnics and Sustainability in Fashion, then I got more information on thrifting and how, and like the use of thrifting and how it helps the economy. Instead of like throwing your clothes and burning it and doing all that, and you could just resell it. So yeah, right. that's when I got into it, and I'm like, wow, that's so interesting. Like something somebody no longer wants, you find it and it's like gold to you. So I wanted to bring that experience in just like a smaller form in St. Lucia. Hopefully in the future it can get bigger, and then we can use our money, the money we make, to benefit the communities, benefit like children in homes, because that's the whole point of thrifting. It's like a charity kind of business. So yeah, so that's nice. In the long run. Yeah.
Nice. So I'm seeing that you're solving two problems. So you're solving the problem of people who don't have clothes, because you're providing clothes for them. And you're also solving the problem of excess clothes.
Yeah.
So people who had clothes that they don't need.
Yeah. But it's not clothes. It's fashion accessories for now.
Okay, well, in general.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. All right. Now, I know that you use creative means to market your stuff. I know that you have you on TikTok. I follow you on TikTok. So tell me what your creative process looks like.
Okay, so like I use Snapchat to record like just little snippets. So for example, when I'm sewing stuff, I just take little snippets of my process, my design process, my cutting process, okay. and everything. And then I just compile everything together and I show the final garment. Yeah.
Nice. So you're breaking down exactly what happened.
Yeah. Basically.
Nice.
In the little steps.
Mm-hmm. And you also spoke a while ago about your YouTube channel. Now, you said that it's not active now. But why did you decide to start that in the first place?
Well, we were in the midst of COVID. I just graduated from my fashion as in business program. And getting a job was like close to impossible because everywhere was shut down.
Right.
So I decided like, yo, I need to do something with my time. I cannot be sitting in the house. I was literally going mad. I couldn't sit down in the house and just not do nothing. So I'm like, I've been wanting to start YouTube for the longest. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm in the perfect place. I have the perfect opportunity to start it now because I have nothing to do. I have nothing holding me back. So I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to do hair because that's one of my passions, hair. I love hair. I love fashion. So I'm doing hair. I'm doing fashion and I'm doing lifestyle because I love to influence and motivate people and encourage people to follow their dreams. Because I had a dream when I was 9 years and I'm 27 now and it's still my dream. And I just want to encourage people to do that. So that was the main reason why I started my YouTube channel. Yeah.
That's beautiful. So I'm seeing that you had a passion and the YouTube channel was to inspire others to follow their passion. Even if it's not necessary fashion or hair or lifestyle, but whatever their passion is.
Yes.
Specifically. Nice. And I can relate to that. You know, that's why I started Game Changers, you know. I was very passionate about business just like you are. And, you know, I wanted to inspire others to be passionate about whatever they're passionate about, to be honest. So I relate to that 100%. Nice.
Game Changers proudly supports Kids Health Creative, a publishing house encouraging children ages 4 to 12 to live healthy lifestyles all while having good, clean fun. Get their latest book, Be Smart, at 10% off when you use promo code QUINNST at checkout. That's QUINNST at checkout. Get yours today.
Hello everybody, I hope you're enjoying the episode. This episode was made possible through a platform called Riverside FM. It's a platform that I've grown to love and it really does justice to creators. Unlike Zoom or other platforms, it records content locally and then uploads it to the cloud so you have a seamless video. If you're a creator and looking to get into this space, this is the platform for you. Click the link down below to get started today. Now, I know we as young entrepreneurs face many challenges. What are some of the issues that you've encountered?
The biggest issue was inconsistency. So because your brand is not globally known, it's just a small business, you have to be at it and you have to be pushing it and pushing it so that people could get to see it and not see it once, but see it like regularly, constantly. So that was one of my biggest problems. And it all started when I left to go to school. And then, so I was gone for basically 3 years. And then I came back and it was like, just like a rocky road. So I couldn't be as consistent. So I just like decided to just post whenever. And then in the background, develop a master plan. Because I believe in planning. Things may not go 100% as planned, but having a plan is like having like a fallback. So Facts. You know, okay, that's where I need to go, that's where I need to be. Yeah. So that's basically it.
Nice. So, okay. So, and I see that most young entrepreneurs, in fact, all entrepreneurs in the beginning, especially when we start by ourselves, find it very difficult to be consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's tough in the beginning. A lot of time, you know, we cannot control a lot what goes on, and then we get demotivated. We start worrying if that's right for us. All that type of thing. And then, you know, that makes it hard to be consistent. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that 100%. And also another thing I would add is like how perfect we want the thing to look. Like we watch people who has the means to make their things look beautiful, and we waiting until we reach that level when we can just start where we are. So being a perfectionist, I would say, is also one of the problems I had. Just wanting my thing to be like on level 10 at the beginning. So my advice would be just start wherever you are. Just like start. That's the main thing. Even if it's not big right now, if you continue adding to it and adding to it, it will become something in the end.
Absolutely. I like that point in particular. You know, some time ago, I read a quote and it said that perfect can be the enemy of good.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we shoot for perfection and we miss it completely, and we don't even get a good thing because we were so focused on perfection. I mean, start wherever you are is perfect advice. Yeah. You know, start wherever you can be now, and eventually in the future, maybe, if it's a really good idea, it will blossom into something much better.
Agreed.
Right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, Jamila, we're moving into my favorite segment of a Game Changers interview. It's called the Quick Hitters. Now, this segment will give me some insight into Jamila, the person. And these questions are entitled to go by as quickly as possible. Right? So answer the first thing that comes to your mind. We'll take whatever you say.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Great. So my first question is directed directly at you, directly in your space. Give me 3 quick fashion tips.
Okay, so number one, I would say, is dress for your size. Dress, and it's all about styling and not about what's in style. Because, you know, something can be in style, but it don't fit your body properly. But then if you style it properly, then you can make it work.
Nice.
3 of them.
So 2.
The next one is less is more, unless you want to make a fashion statement. So if you want to make a fashion statement, you have to go more. The last one. The quickest and easiest way to make a fashion statement is to match your purse with your bag. Simple. Quick. I would say, hey, wow.
Wow.
She thought about it. Is that the easiest one? You have your red bag, a red purse, boom, you're looking good. Easiest way.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Simple and sweet. You know, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, my next quick hitter question is, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
I'd say that one is from my father. Work hard in your younger days so that you can enjoy your later days. So like right now in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, you work your hardest. You put all your, because you have a lot of youth. You use all that energy so that when you're 50, 60, or even like if you're working really diligently now in your 20s and your 30s, then when you're 40, you still have energy, you can enjoy the manifestation of your work. So I would say that's the best advice I've ever gotten.
Beautiful. That's great advice. Yeah. I'll take that advice from your father as well. All right. My final quick hitter question. Who would you like to see on Game Changers?
Okay, so I recently made a new friend. Her name is called Gemma. She owns Gem's Catering. She gave me her story, and I find it was inspirational to me, so I would love her to share it with you or with the viewers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just send me the number, send me the link, and I'll be sure to have her on.
Okay.
We can't wait to have Gemma on.
Yes, yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're moving on to the back end of the interview. How can people get in contact with you, Jimila?
Okay, so I'm on Instagram and TikTok mainly. And for both at it's Jimila, it's underscore Jimila, or use my fashion design account, Jiraiya Definition.
Mm-hmm.
For both Instagram and TikTok, okay. The same thing, it's underscore Jimila and Jiraiya Definition.
Nice. So we'll leave the links down below as usual, right? My next question to you would be, what advice would you have for a young person who is interested in getting into business? What advice would you have for them?
So I would say, firstly, pray and ask God to show you your purpose. Because, yeah, you may want to get into a particular space, business space, but if it's not your purpose and that's not what you're destined to be, like, you'll find that you, like, everything will come in your way and you will lose the motivation, you will just lose it, because that's not where God wants you to be. So that would be my first advice, to pray and ask God to show you your purpose. And then when that's all said and done and he shows you your purpose and he's saying, yes, that is it, then you have an end goal for your dream, whatever your dream for that business may be. You always remind yourself of that. Because when things get hard, because it will get hard and you will go through loops, when these things happen, remembering your end goal or having a clear vision of your end goal will keep you on track to put you back where you need to be. So, yes, that's my advice.
Absolutely. I'm seeing the importance of faith in your answer.
Yes.
Take me a little bit into how faith plays a role in your business, in your mindset, in your life in general.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, so I was raised to believe in God and to understand that everything that happens good in your life is because of God and because of prayer. So prayer was like a foundation for me from little girl growing up to now. And I have seen how faith has helped me throughout. Like, I have a major testimony when I was in an accident. You probably know that. I was in a...
Yes, I heard about it.
Crash 7 years ago in a coma for a week. Like, nobody thought I would make it out. Like, the news announced I was dead. Crazy.
Wow. And, wow.
Yeah. And I come back.
Yes, so, definitely.
I already had that faith in God, but it's like, God, in that moment, I was like, when I realized, like, because I was not stable for, like, let's say 2 or 3 months, I couldn't walk properly. Okay. And all of that. Yeah. But when I came to the realization, I'm like, wow, I'm really here for a reason. So I have just seen how God works in my life and throughout my life, and it just builds on my faith. Yeah. So that's what that keeps me straight, like, level-headed. When things aren't going my way, like, I pray, I wait, I have patience, because patience is a big key as well. I'm still working on all now, so I'm still working on my patience, but I know having patience is a big key and plays a role in faith.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. You know, and many of the guests that I have on here tell me that faith plays a big role in their success. You know, they must believe in something and believe that you have a purpose. And when that purpose aligns with your goals and visions, success is almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
Right? I relate to that because I've heard it many times and I've seen it in my life as well. So thank you for that. Okay, Jamila, what is next for you? What would you like to see?
I would like to, well, my main thing right now is to just continue building on the behind the scenes, because I had a fallback and I'm not ready to go as hard as I can right now. So in the meanwhile, whilst I'm waiting, I'm preparing for when I come out and I can be as consistent as can be. But I still put in little content here, there, and everywhere, but just to be build on my consistency. Yeah, so in the meanwhile, I have that, my little plan, I'm preparing on my preparing journey. And yeah, one of the things I want to do, maybe I will start this year, I'm not 100% sure, but I want to turn Jiraiya Definition into like a shop online ready to wear. So my customers usually contact me and we have consultations and then I come up with a design for them. But I want to also have, I create a collection, put it online on Facebook, Facebook and Instagram, TikTok even, and have people purchase these things that I created. So that's what's next for Jiraiya Definition. Yeah.
Great. And we look forward to that. We look forward to seeing big things from you. Yeah. And when these big things do happen from you, I always pitch my guests, I want to see you back here, back on Game Changers, so we can speak on the journey and speak on how you got to where you wanted to be.
Yes.
How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. I'd love to share. If there's one thing I like to do, it's share. So I'd love to share my experience to inspire somebody.
Absolutely. And we look forward to that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you, Jamila, for such an amazing interview. You are an amazing guest. I love your insight. I love your journey. I love everything about you and everything that about what you're doing. And I pray that you get success even wilder than your own imagination.
Fuck.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you for absolutely inviting me on to Game Changers. I love the podcast. Keep on going. I see great things for you as well. Yes.
Thank you so very much. I always appreciate that. Okay, guys. This has been yet another fantastic interview with another fantastic guest. I want to encourage you guys to subscribe. Jamila is one of many other amazing people we've had on the channel. Remember to click the link down below, click the button down below rather, and subscribe. Also, I know that our fellow Game Changers, our viewers, are busy people, and that's understandable. You might not be able to view each episode. Well, that's why we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and many other platforms, all streaming platforms. So if you want to listen to the episode on the go, make sure to subscribe there as well and download the episode so you can listen even when you don't have internet, right? So I look forward to you guys doing that as I, on my end, continue to produce some amazing content for you. Anyhow, thank you as usual for coming on. And as usual, stay hungry and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.